And we're back with another sexy answer of the week. This week's question was, with the release of Django Unchained number one at DC from Quentin Tarantino, what director would you like to see crossover in the comic book world to adapt one of his scripts? And what artist would you like to see helping him out? Joe Patrick.
I think you mean Django Unchained.
I believe that's correct. Yeah. Joe Patrick, do you have a super sexy answer for our listeners?
Well, the guys on Facebook kind of stole my thunder a little bit. My first instinct was to suggest Wes Anderson. And so while I don't know exactly what movie I'd want him to adapt, I'd love it if we got a miniseries by Wes Anderson that was the Max Fisher's stage plays from Rushmore in comic book form. But I want all the characters to be drawn like they are the little kids from the movie playing those characters.
I love it.
I don't know what artist I'd choose. I like the Mike Allred suggestion. I also liked your suggestion of getting his brother, who we have named Les Anderson. But as a second choice, I would love a Superman the motion picture adaptation by Richard Donner, drawn by Gary Frank.
I'd rather have Alex Ross.
No way, man, because Gary Frank draws Superman
yeah,
as Christopher.
No, you're right. He draws him as Christopher Reeves, and I would totally read that. If they did like a big oversized Treasury edition of it. Oh God. Holy crap.
Thinking about it.
That would be amazing. I thought about this for a while. You know what I'd like to see? I'd like to see Richard Donner adapt the Goonies sequel that he never made to comic books. And I would love to see Tony Harris, who we were talking about, doing it. A big, again, like oversized Goonies sequel with, oh man.
That would be great.
Oh, I would also like to see, and somebody mentioned it earlier when they wrote in, John Carpenter doing his sequel to Buckaroo Banzai that he loosely scripted with, in the very beginning, it shows Buckaroo Banzai hitchhiking, like on some desert road, and the Pork Chop Express that Jack Burton pulls up to give him a ride. Oh my God. I would love to see that. Now, who would draw it? That's a tough one.
That is a tough one.
Part of me wants to go to Salvador La Roca because he's really good at aping, you know, like the, or just for referencing people's likenesses. And I would need to see that. It would have to be Kurt Russell. Yeah.
Peter Weller.
Oh my God, it'd be so cool. It was Buckaroo Banzai versus the World Crime Congress, I believe, was the name of the movie that never got made.
Wow.
Yeah.
Along those lines, then, I would love Ivan Reitman and Dan Aykroyd and what the hell is his name? Egon. What's Egon's name?
Wasn't that Ivan Reitman?
No, Ivan Reitman is the director.
Who was Egon?
It'll come to me, but doing Ghostbusters 3, comic book version of Ghostbusters 3, since we're never going to get it in film. And
they're
really,
probably too old to do it now anyway. Harold Ramis.
That's Harold Ramis, thank you. Golly, I can't believe I couldn't think of that.
Did you say golly on a not safe for work audio podcast?
gosh darn it. Listen, my father-in-law listens to these. I think that would be totally fun. As for art, I'm bad at picking the artists.
You know what I want? You know what I want? It just came to me. I want to see Paul Pope, and I guess it would have to be maybe Paul Pope and David Fincher giving us an adaptation of Dune. The full extended real Dune script that never got made. There was the one...
Boring.
Oh, whatever, dude. For a little bit there, Paul Pope on his website was doing some scenes from Dune, and it was so cool, and I was dying for it. And there was a time when David Fincher was attached to Dune to like redo it, and I love the original Dune movie, and I read two of the Dune books. Totally love them. That was David Lynch directed the original one. It was so weird, but I loved it. I would love to see Paul Pope and Fincher bring us their Dune, and like long extended. Like, it takes years to come out.
You know? Yeah. Like,
oh, it would be so cool.
I think the Coen brothers would be a good fit for comics. you know, adapting one of their kind of quirkier movies.
Oh yeah, like Oh Brother, We're Out There or something.
Yeah, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, or like not one of the more dramatic ones, like The Man Who. Oh, shit, what was that?
The Man Who Wasn't There.
The Man Who Wasn't There.
I love that
movie. Yeah, you know, or what was the last thing the Coen brothers did?
The remake of John Wayne.
True Grit.
True Grit, yeah.
Well, I mean, that would be fun.
I'd be fine with that.
I would take the Coen brothers version of True Grit drawn by Jordy Bernay.
I want Javier Pulido to do it.
Javier Pulido's good. I just love Jordy Bernay's work on Westerns. He had such a long career doing Jonah Hex before the reboot.
Yeah, no, that's true. That's true. He would be good. Or Darwin Cook.
Ooh. Oh, God, Darwin Cook. Darwin Cook.
That would be amazing.
Then how about Steven Soderbergh's Ocean's 11 drawn by Darwin Cook?
Yeah, that would be fun.
It'd be like a modern day Parker novel.
Yeah, that could be a good time. But I would I would rather they set it like in the '50s, like the original one.
It's true. Like, I just
with the original Rat Pack and everything, that would be fun as hell.
Yeah, but the guy, you know, we're talking about the directors coming to adapt their own works, and those guys are dead.
Well, no, I realize that, but I'm saying have Steven Soderbergh adapt it into like adapt the '50s one. That'd be fun.
I would love it. Oh. I would absolutely love that.
Yeah, that would be kick ass.
Yeah. These are all good ideas.
Yeah, this is a fun question. I didn't realize we're just bouncing shit back and forth off each other, but that was a fun category. Fun category, kids. We will see you next week, where we won't be doing an answer of the week. We'll actually be reviewing that week's books, because mean old Marvel wouldn't let us talk about it this week. So tune in next week, after or before the Golden Beppos, whatever, to hear what we thought of next week's Fart You, Fart Your Family, Merry Christmas. Expensive drink, it'll be next week sometime, but no, not now.